You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse turned holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Welcome, my friend. We're at the end of the year, and now is an excellent time to reflect on your progress and to set new and exciting and inspiring goals instead of merely making New Year resolutions. I recommend establishing goals that motivate you and to start taking practical steps to achieve them. And one way to do this is to walk by faith, not by sight, meaning believe your victory is already won. You need to go get it. Okay? So with this in mind, I have 5 goals for you to consider. Now, holding yourself accountable is one of those goals, because holding yourself accountable in your healthy weight journey, this is an important step to achieving all of your goals. So demonstrating accountability doesn't have to involve being in partnership with other people. Simply make a covenant with yourself and with God that you will be faithful in all things, including weight loss. Okay, so I'm talking about having integrity. Okay, my sister? And one way to do this is by outlining healthy habits, your goals, and the consequences for not meeting them in a personal accountability contract. You want to sign that contract. You want to date it to make it official. Then keep track of your progress, personal boundaries, and goals in a journal. And make daily entries to reflect on your efforts and your progress. And then each week, you want to take maybe 10 to 30 minutes to reflect on your imperfect efforts. Okay? This is a powerful accountability tool. So write out your thoughts, pray, and walk by faith to hold yourself accountable. And remember, you can achieve your goals and live a healthier, happier life, right? Goal tip number 2 is elevating meal prep from the mundane, okay? Meal prep can often feel like a chore, right? But it doesn't have to be that way. It can be an exciting opportunity to nourish your body with delicious whole food meals that provide both pleasure and detoxifying benefits. Yeah. Instead of dreading meal prep, thinking that it is a mundane task, consider it to be an opportunity to experiment with new recipes and discover a variety of flavors and nutrient-rich ingredients. When it comes to your body, only the best quality whole food meals will do. These foods are minimally processed and close to their natural state as possible, making them rich in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber, all of which supports the body's detoxification pathways. For example, antioxidants found in fruits and vegetables help to neutralize the harmful free radicals, while the fiber aids in elimination of toxins from the digestive system. All right, all this is important for a healthy weight that lasts long term. It's important to remember also that your body's a temple, all right, and it deserves the best care possible. Colossians 3:27 states that whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, right? Working for the Lord. So this means that we should dedicate effort and care to all aspects of our lives, right? Including the nourishment of our bodies. So instead of viewing meal prep as just another chore, get excited about the opportunity to select whole food ingredients, honor your body, and create delicious, nutritious, and detoxifying meals for a healthy weight. With a little creativity and effort, meal prep can become a joyful and fulfilling part of your daily and weekly routine. Goal tip number 3, fasting. Now, let's explore the reason for fasting, first of all. There are some victories that are waiting for us, but it won't happen unless we fast. Okay, one of the most powerful reasons to fast is to break the strongholds in our lives. These can be negative thinking, can be negative thought patterns, addictions, or other obstacles to keep us from achieving our goals in life. By taking a break from habits that are not good for us, we want to focus on prayer, meditation, and through that fasting period, we can gain clarity and strength to overcome these challenges. Fasting also promotes self-discipline, which is an essential quality for personal and spiritual growth. By learning to control our impulses and our desires, we can become more focused and productive and effective in all areas of our life. And when we fast with the right intentions, we learn to walk by faith and experience God's power in our lives. For me, I eat 2 meals a day instead of 3, and so for most of the hours of the day, I'm fasting. Goal tip number 4, this revolves around faith and fitness exercise, right? Start doing daily activities that provide both weight loss and spiritual blessings. All right, so you can try doing things that are good for your body and for your spirit. Now, for me, every year around autumn, leaves are falling. I rake the leaves in the yard. It's not hard work at all, but it is exercise. But it can also be a peaceful time to think. The pretty leaves and the fresh fall air make it a time to let go of stress, let go of worries, doubts and fears about the uncertainties of the future. So it's a great exercise for my physical body, my healthy weight maintenance, and also for my spiritual health. Another thing to try is planting fruit trees. Yeah, it's a long-term project. You dig the hole, you take care of the trees and give it nourishment and water, all that it needs, and it's getting the sunshine and the rain. All the while, you are waiting for them to grow fruit. It's an exercise, but the process makes you walk by faith, believing one day, you will have fruit to eat and you will be able to share some with others, right? By nurturing your body and your mind, feeding it with nutrition and fresh air and water and exercise and good sleep, you too can patiently wait to reap the fruit of your labor. So doing exercises and spiritual things together isn't just about reaching a weight goal. You can achieve your desired weight and maintain it for a lifetime. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20 tells us our bodies are of God. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. Goal tip number 5 is all about encouraging yourself in the Lord. In times of crisis or when facing challenges, this is where the concept of encouraging yourself in the Lord comes in. Draw inspiration from 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. In this Bible story, David faced a crisis when his family and the families of his soldiers were taken captive by the Amalekites. His soldiers were so bitter and so much grieving, they talked of stoning him. But David did something remarkable. He encouraged himself in the Lord by remembering God's faithfulness to him and by remembering God's promises to him, because he was still not on the throne yet. He found strength in his faith and was able to lead his soldiers to victory and recover their families. During your weight loss journey, it's important to remember God's faithfulness to you in the past, and his promises are sure. Remember these things to encourage yourself in times of crisis. As you plan for the new year and set goals for health and happiness, let's walk by faith, my friend, and make the new year a year of victories and transformation. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. Share this episode with others. Happy New Year! Peace to you and have a great day.